I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Self-driving cars and trucks are showing up on streets and roads around the country. And the Iowa Department of Transportation is taking autonomous vehicles into account as part of its I-80 planning study. Let's start with the basics.
The last study we're highlighting today is our automated vehicle study on Interstate 80. Automated vehicles are passenger cars and freight trucks that include automation technology, which allows the vehicle to control a portion of the driving task. We anticipate that automated vehicles will make up anywhere from 20 to 85% of all traffic by 2040 and 60 to 100% by 2060.
Did you catch that? The Iowa DOT says within 22 years, automated vehicles could make up anywhere from 20 to 85% of all traffic on I-80. That's a very broad range, and planners admit they don't know when or how quickly self-driving cars and trucks will enter the market, much less begin to dominate it. David Heller is Vice President of Government Affairs for the Truck Carriers Association. He says automated driving systems are already available, and experts believe they'll save lives, reduce traffic congestion, and improve mobility for millions of people with disabilities.
Quite frankly, we didn't think we would be having these conversations on this type of technology for years down the road, and now here we are. The trucking industry is actually having these conversations. This is really a Jetsons-like commentary, if you will, and here we are. I didn't think we'd be having these conversations till well after I retired. And I'm only 45.
Here's an example that's taken years to implement. This month, all truckers will be required to use electronic logging devices, or ELDs, instead of logging their hours with pen and paper. The Federal Motor Carriers Safety Administration estimates in crashes involving large commercial trucks and buses, these automated devices will prevent an average of 26 deaths and 500 injuries per year. Ray Hitchcock, head of the truck driving program at Scott Community College, works with local trucking companies who tell him what's coming down the pike, such as electronic logging devices.
They'll be in place December 18th as the drop-dead date. And the questions I had was, do we need to get one of these? Do you want us to teach these? Or do you want us to teach them the hours of service and you teach them your device? And that's what it settled out. They want to teach their device because all of them are different, and we will teach the hours of service.
Company officials also advise Hitchcock about industry trends, and so far other automated driving technologies haven't reached the Quad Cities market.
I'm not building anything into the curriculum at this point because I don't know what's going to be needed yet. It's not there yet. It hasn't arrived. I don't think there's going to be a lot as far as drivers go. There will be some learning, but by and large, it's like an airplane. You're going to flip a switch, it's on autopilot.
Automated vehicles fall into five levels. The first two require drivers to pay attention and have their hands on the wheel nearly all the time. Level one is limited to a single function, such as blind spot detection or automated braking, to help maintain control and stop very quickly. Level 2 vehicles feature partial automation, such as adaptive cruise control and forward collision warning, which work together. With Level 3 vehicles, drivers are able to relinquish control only under limited circumstances. For example, only on highways and interstates when the weather is good. And Levels 4 and 5?
Level 4 is designed to perform all driving functions and monitor conditions of the road the majority of the time. In this level, you will occasionally need to take over, but most of the time your car will do the work for you. Finally, in Level 5, all you need to do is buckle up, tell the vehicle your destination, sit back, and relax. The vehicle will handle the full driving task.
The plan to improve I-80 in Iowa will also include infrastructure improvements. Automated components must be able to evaluate road conditions and detect the exact locations of lane markings, railings, bridges, ramps, and other objects. In my next report, we'll hear about concerns from unions about autonomous vehicles. I'm Michelle O'Neill.